Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Karen Hunter, and she's over by Lewis and on a special farm. And we're going to be talking about an event coming up this Saturday. So good morning to you, Karen.
Good morning.
Karen, you have lots of berries out there on your farm. What are they doing right now?
Well, they're just coming out of dormancy.
Okay.
But they're starting to get leaves, and
That's a hopeful sign.
It is a hopeful sign.
Yes, and you haven't had to water this spring. Let's hope this kind of continues, not overly rain, but, you know, we'd like it just perfect, wouldn't we?
That's right.
Yeah, we don't always get our wish, but that's the way we would like it. What kind of berries do you have as they're coming out? What all do you have there now?
Okay, well, I have about five different varieties of blackberries. I have red raspberries, golden raspberries, purple raspberries, black raspberries. I have aronia berries. We have gooseberries. And we've got a few other, but not as many, bushes like choke cherries and those kind of things.
Mm-hmm, So quite a variety. And you mentioned blackberries first. And I know lots of people grow raspberries, but I don't think as many people grow blackberries.
No, they don't. And to me, blackberry is my favorite.
Mm-hmm. And aren't they a little bigger than raspberries usually?
Yes, they are. They're quite a bit bigger than a raspberry. And they're more column shape, you know, longer. They're
right.
Not as round as a raspberry.
They don't take quite as long to fill a bucket when you're picking blackberries. And so this is a treat for folks that maybe aren't so familiar with them, or just say, oh, I can't get enough of those blackberries. They can come and see you. Like, you're having an event this weekend on Saturday, so let's talk about that.
Okay. Well, we are going to have our garden sale. I've been trying to have it every year. I've missed a couple of years, but I'm trying to make it an annual event, and we have it in the spring, and it's going to be this coming Saturday, May 11th, from 10 until 2 p.m., and we're going to have a variety of things, anything related to the garden.
I think people are getting in the mood.
I do, too.
Yeah. In fact, they've been in the mood for quite a while, but now they're smiling about it, so let's hope we keep on getting a little bit of sunshine. So you have people from around the area who come to sell things?
Yes, we do. We have several vendors that are going to sell garden art, like Sharon's Craft. She's from Clorinda, and she sells glass flowers. We have the Lewis Ladies Barn Quilts. We have, I have Rich Williams. He is from Stanton, and he makes benches and birdhouses and anything that you can put out in your garden. I have another vendor that's going to come and also sells a lot of bird feeders.
Oh, bird and feeders, not birdhouses, bird feeders. Okay.
Feeders.
Okay.
And there'll be quite a few. Warwick Welding is coming, and he has a laser cutter now, so he sells a lot of garden art, and they can personalize it, and it's very, very nice.
Mm-hmm. And sturdy.
Sturdy, very sturdy.
Yeah, it doesn't blow away in the wind doesn't dissolve in the rain.
That's right.
Is what I've seen. So tell me a little bit more about the Lewis Ladies Barn Quilts.
Well, there's a group of ladies that meet and make barn quilts. Now, they're not bringing, you can order a big one if you want, but what they're bringing out is the smaller ones that hang on a wrought iron stick that you can put in your garden, and it's a wooden barn quilt.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's kind of nice because not everybody has a barn.
That's right. And this helps you if you don't have a barn.
Right.
I've seen people putting them on their garage.
Yes, yes. So. And any building it will be fine. But this is kind of nice where maybe they don't want it out all the time, or it's easy to use because, again, putting something up on the building, especially if it's a bigger one, takes a little bit of effort to get it up there and make it stay. So this sounds really easy, and yet you can have a barn quilt.
That's right.
Yes. I have to add in here, your barn quilt sort of started in Iowa up in Sac County when they really went crazy. And I just drove through Sac County the other day, and so it was kind of fun to see how many people there had their barn quilts up, and then it's been fun seeing them, how it's really grown across Iowa, across the nation, I'm sure.
Yes, it has. I just went to visit my mother in Illinois, and all along the way, I'm seeing barn quilts.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, if you really get into it, there's a story behind every design, and it's just a fun way to add some color and some artwork and so on. So really fun to have that kind of that group. And as you say, it's a group of ladies. I'm guessing they have a great time when they get together.
Oh, they do. And they do such really beautiful quilts.
Yeah, real quilts.
No. Well, I don't know.
Always
about
barn
quilts.
Though, but the barn quilts.
Quilts,
they do. Yes. Okay. Well, let's talk a little more about berries because obviously we're not going to be out there picking fresh berries. So, how are you including that in your event?
Well, I have frozen berries from last season, and they're wonderful frozen. You know, they're fresh frozen. So as soon as they come off the vine, I rack them. Freeze them on a rack, and then I bag them so they don't clump together. And so I will have berries for sale. I will also be, I have a bakery license, and it's called Hunter's Berry Hill Farm Bakery. So I will be selling blackberry and raspberry pies. And last year that went over very well.
Yes.
I probably will have a few other fruit pies, you know, apple, and I haven't decided what all I'm making yet, but then I will also be making homemade blackberry ice cream that people can buy by the quart, made with the fresh frozen blackberries.
Do we get a taste?
Sure. Yes. I thought maybe I should keep one for tasting. You
I
know?
Think so, because people go, oh, I don't know whether that's something I want or not. They taste it and go, oh, yes, that's what I'd like.
Yes, that's right.
Yes. And so a new experience. I'm sure it will be a new experience for a number of people to have blackberry ice cream.
Yeah, I think so. I agree with you.
Oh, so that's good. Karen White, I know in the past you've done some education related to berries. Can you share a little bit about that with folks? You know, what's great about berries besides tasting them?
Oh, boy, they're full of antioxidants that are very helpful in preventing diseases and inflammation. And they're full of vitamin C, and they're high in fiber, and no fat, and you just can't go wrong with them.
Yes, right. And I'm guessing somewhere along the line you've made some smoothies with them.
Oh, yes. I do a lot of smoothie events, and people just love them.
Mm-hmm. So what do you put in your smoothie? Some berries, of course.
Yes, the berries. And I usually use soy milk, and you can use either frozen yogurt, or you can use plain yogurt. Or you can use, you can buy the blackberry or raspberry yogurt and mix it with the berries. You can't go wrong. I mean, smoothies, you can mix just about anything.
And down they go. So
you're
making me hungry, Karen. That's all this good sound and stuff. So it's kind of a taste of spring without actually having to go out there in the patch and pick them. So you're sharing all of that with us.
That's right.
Well, Karen, now you're not on Main Street. We need to know how to find you.
Well, we're located at 63748 600 Street, which is 2 miles east of Lewis. When you come through Lewis, you just go 2 miles east, and then you go down to Oxford Road, and you turn north on Oxford Road, and that's a gravel road, but it's like our driveway to our house. I mean, we're the only house there, so you don't have to go very far, and there we are.
Okay, and hopefully the weather's going to cooperate, because it's nice to walk around out there, Karen. You have a beautiful view.
Oh, yes, you can see just about into Atlantic. It's very pretty, and you can look down the berry field, and then there's a pond at the bottom, and it's very nice.
Mm-hmm. And everything's
very
turning
relaxing.
Green and so on, so it's a great chance to get out in the country and enjoy some countryside while tasting some ice cream and having an opportunity to get some of those great berries in various forms.
Right.
So,
and I'm going to be having bedding plants and flowers, and I grow hollyhocks, so I will have hollyhock plants for sale and hollyhock seeds. And I must say, too, I forgot to tell you that our daily bread is going to be there selling cinnamon rolls and baked bread, baked goods, pastries. And this year, everybody's been wanting food and wanting lunch. So this year, I have two ladies in a trailer coming, and they are known everywhere for their pork tenderloins.
Oh.
So they're going to serve up some pork tenderloins and onion rings, and they make their french fries from real potatoes, and it's going to be wonderful. I think they're even making funnel cakes.
Now you're really making me hungry.
I know it.
So this is all happening this Saturday, the 11th, again, 10 till 2 at your farm east of Lewis. So
that's right.
We'll encourage folks to get out there. We want to thank you very much, Karen Hunter, for visiting with us this morning. And until next time, here's a thought. You cannot do a kindness too soon because you never know how soon it will be too late.